We Roll It is based around the riff, really, the guitar riff.
When I'd done that, I thought, wow, that really does sound like John. I hadn't realised I'd sung it like John. But, you know, because we came up through the same influences, we could sort of do each other's vocal styles a bit. You know, if we had to switch and he had to do the harmony on Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, for instance, he could have easily done that. It's a very Burr song, and it's got this very hot guitar.
Washington was wilder, twice as wild.
More than this?
Yeah.
I think that was because Ford was there.
Elder?
Front row. Yeah, Jerry, you know, front row. Yeah, letting off the firecrackers. I was telling him, Jerry, stop it. I said, it's bad for your image, son. He was saying, it's the young vote. He was saying, okay, then.
Thank you. Welcome back. I'm Scott Muni on Your Ticket to Ride, and we're spending this part of the show catching up with Paul McCartney. There's been a lot of talk and rumor lately about the Beatles making a film based on various outtakes and their home movies. Paul recounted some of the snags he's encountered trying to get it off the ground.
Well, we had this thing, Long Winding Road, which was to be the definitive Beatles story, which we were going to look at all the material, take out anything that was untrue, add modern-day narration to it and say, well, I remember this bit, try and recall everything we could, sling in our home movies and all that stuff, put a very, very personal thing on it all to try and get the definitive story. But we got hot on the whole idea at one point, and me, George and Ringo went to see Dick Lester for a bit of advice, and we said, look, you know, wouldn't this, maybe you do it, Dick, you know, maybe you could kind of help on the direction, hey, we've, you know us and you've done some good stuff, maybe you could be the director, says he. But Dick, unfortunately, kind of said, oh, it's all been done before, people have seen all the footage, it'll be a yawn, it won't be interesting, no one will be interested, and it's all a little bit going over old ground. So we were actually a little bit sort of dismayed by that. I talked to Spielberg once about how we might go about it, around about this time with Dick Lester, and he was much more encouraging. Unfortunately, Dick kind of put the markers on it.
It's now 1988, 18 years after the Beatles broke up, and 8 years since we lost John Lennon. Meetings between Paul, Ringo, and George are not uncommon anymore. Still, Paul points out that they still have not sat down and played music together. Yet.
I'd like to. I think we will get around to it, you know, because that'll be the next move, though. But I think you've got to get yourself spiritually right first. Mentally right, you know, you can't just sort of run in. It may seem like a bit of armor. It may seem like we're trying to. So anyway, that my feeling, it just didn't occur. That's all. But and I've seen Ringo a bit, you know, quite a bit and stuff. And he's great, you know, as great as he's ever been. So it's nice. It's warming up a bit. That whole scene is warming up.
And there was this one that went.
There's a commercial in the, on the cinema for Link Furniture called Thinking of Linking. We went to pictures.
Good intro.
Good intro, yeah.
Well, I've been thinking of linking my love so true. Thinking of linking my life with you. Thinking of linking can only be done by two.
Verse. Cool, man. Well, couldn't we do Blue Moon of Kentucky?
Well,
Blue Moon. No.
Yeah, man, he's got the chords. What's the opening?
Yeah, man.
Well, just a shorter version.
Blue Moon. Blue Moon. Keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. My baby back tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. When I said blue moon of Kentucky, does it keep on shining? Shine on the one that's gonna left me blue. Well, blue moon of Kentucky, does it keep on shining? Shine on the one that's gonna left me blue. Well, it was on. Wind blowing high, my love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, does it keep on shining? Shine on the one that's gonna let me blue. Shine on the one that's gonna let me blue. Shine on the one that's gonna let me blue.
He got me beat hard.
write a lot of songs?
I wrote a couple.
What?
I Will.
I Will.
I Will, who knows? I don't know, love you, that one. Yeah. And Obladi Oblada. Oh, yeah. Surprising things to write out there. I remember going down to... Remember going down to a film show in the village?
What was that?
Did you write anything, George?
Obviously not.
Did you write anything when you were there?
I wrote Sour Milk.
Let's have a look at what went down this week in Beatle history. It was this week in 1940 that short-time Beatle Stu Sutcliffe was born in Liverpool. Of course, Stu and John Lennon were very close friends through their days at art school, and right up until Stu's early death. And it was this week in 1962 that the Epsteins of Liverpool expanded the family business and formed Nims Enterprises. Then in 1965, John Lennon's second book, A Spaniard in the Works, was published. And oddly enough, I guess the most appropriate song I could play in honor of that was number one the same week the very next year. So with that in mind, here is Paperback Writer.
Paperback Writer.
Paperback.